Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is a fun experience here. I've had the opportunity of bringing on the show here, Jacob Michaelis. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I'm super excited to be here and chatting with you today.
This is a lot of fun for us. This is one of those experiences where I get so excited anytime ClickFunnels basically builds other people's businesses. And that's the whole thing here. So Jacob owns a company called Funnel Flows. Some of you guys may have seen it out there where he basically has 8 different platforms on ways that you can actually show the actual visual concept of what a funnel looks like. And all this really came about because he was trying to explain this to attorneys and trying to help people understand, yeah, I know what a website is, but I have no idea what a funnel is. So we're going to go way back to like steps A, B, and C. If you were to describe for someone, what is a funnel? How do you describe a funnel?
Yeah, so whenever I break down a funnel, to me, it anything can be broken down into 3 key parts. And most of the time, my clients at least, always only looked at one piece of it, and that might have been the website. But there's really a whole other spectrum of how do you get people to that place, to your online presence, but then also how do you get people to stay in your world and not just, you know, take off to the next thing and chase the next shiny object. So what I do is I break it down into attracting and then converting and nurturing. And I can go into those in a little bit more detail. I know that most of the people here are going to be super familiar with it, but like, let's say on the attract stage, if you have a message, you need an audience for that message. And so if you're going to get your message out to the right people, you go hang out where they're at and devising a strategy to then bring people to your world, to your space online. That's one component of it, right? And so we do that with whether it's social media ads or any kind of content marketing, SEO stuff, all the stuff that we use. Most clients don't ever consider that when they're thinking about what they need for an online presence, that they're not even considering traffic. It's just build the thing that's kind of in the middle. And so then I started noticing that the thing lacked any sort of conversion message. It might just be almost brochure type or brand awareness, as a lot of people use as a good fallback there. But one thing in a funnel concept, as we know, you get into that convert stage, And you want to make sure that your message isn't falling on deaf ears, right? So you want to make sure that once you've attracted the right kind of audience, that you're speaking their language into their pain points, and you're asking them to take action and just show some sort of interest. And so, you know, just like we do, it's calls to action. It's any kind of lead magnet you can put together. And that's the kind of stuff that I think a lot of people that I've been talking to, they're missing it completely. And so, you know, it might be like contact us today, and that's the biggest effort they put into it, you know? And so it's not breaking it down even further. And then on the back end of all that is the nurturing. So, I mean, there's stats out there all the time about, you know, the 10% of the salespeople with the most sales are the ones that follow up, where 90% fail to follow up. And so in a funnel, we want to make sure that we're following up. And so that's all of your automation sequences and staying in their world. So taking that concept, you can get into all the intricacies, but ultimately, if you break it down into attract, convert, and then nurture, in my experience, any client can latch on to those 3 concepts, and that really helps almost bridge that conversation from understanding that they need more than what they might have in an online presence.
I love that. Russell was on a webinar the other day, and I heard one of the things he was talking about was, as far as, you know, picking that right niche, one of the most important things is, can I buy traffic? Is there a place where I can actually get that traffic? And so for us, I always look as far as where you're, you know, making mention as far as, you know, where are these people at? Whether it's Facebook, maybe it's LinkedIn if you're more B2B, maybe it's different social platforms or email lists, or we're even seeing a lot of things right now as far as direct mail, or we're even seeing things, a lot of the old CPA type of networks. And again, it could be billboards. I mean, there's so many different places as far as where people are, but you have to make sure that you get the smallest pool you possibly can to really dive in and make sure that it's super focused, laser focused, and that you get as many people as possible in that pool. So I love that idea. I think the other thing that you were talking about, Jake, that I think is real important, and that's on the back end as far as the nurturing. Last year, Funnel Hacking Live, one of the things we talked about is for every dollar that comes in the front end, we had 17 on the funnel, on the follow-up funnels on the back end. And I think you're right, whether it's the sales guys not following up or whoever it might be, the key there is you've got to have all the follow-up sequences in place.
Absolutely.
So I know one of the things you were talking about as far as funnel flows is a software you created to make things more visual, easier to explain. You come from an agency background. So help people understand as far as you and I were talking earlier, just this whole concept. I'm going to charge, you know, $5,000 to $50,000 for this project, and yet they don't want to see it just in a sketch pad. So help people understand kind of what you created and why it works.
Yeah, so the way that it really started for me is once I started having these conversations with clients, either existing or new clients, and they would come with this idea of, I need a website, which sounds so basic. And you see even ads out there for other website builders that say you need a website when it's so much more than that, right? So I would go into these meetings knowing that I would have to change the conversation. And what kept happening time and time again is the more I got into this concept and started breaking all these pieces out, I would almost create confusion because it wasn't what they asked for. So I'm trying to, you know, bridge this level of awareness over into, I know you think you need this, but you really need much more. And this is how it all fits together, right? So that was sort of the frustration of what I was having. And so at one particular meeting, like you had mentioned, it was an attorney. And then this guy, when he would sit down with clients, he had this massive whiteboard in his conference room, and he would, you know, do all these formulas like, well, if you have X number of dollars here, and he would draw all these crazy things out, right? Like a math teacher or something. And so I figured this would be the perfect opportunity to map this whole thing out. And so I'm like going into the sequence about all the stuff that he needs to do. Got the opt-in here, and then you're going to offer this upsell, and we're going to ask for this, you know, schedule an appointment, this whole thing. I'm thinking that he's going to get super pumped about it. And then I'm looking back at him, and he's like the most confused person I've ever seen, right? So this isn't his world. And I realized that looking back, there were several of those meetings where I spent so much time trying to get the light bulb moment, and it wasn't necessarily happening, or it was very, very cautious, like, well, I trust you, so I think that this makes sense, but I'm not really sure. So after that meeting, I started thinking about, you know, how could I change that conversation, right? And I had this idea, whenever I would build websites, there's always a point for anyone that's ever done web dev, there's a certain point where you would build out a sitemap. And what I would do is almost a visual sitemap that would give clients a reference, like a bird's eye view of how all these different pieces of the website, how it works together. Okay, well, a website, just those parts and pieces don't make the entire funnel up. And so I started building out something that would only focus on the elements around marketing funnels. And I took the concept and I took the sitemap idea, turned it into a flow chart, but I put just enough detail in there where instead of just saying this is an opt-in box, I would just build a little mini version of here's a headline and there's a little form here that you fill out. So it's really pared down to give just enough visual detail without being confusing and getting into all the technical jargon. And so I map out this whole customer journey. And most people might do that after they close the deal. Like people in our world, they might have these crazy elaborate funnel maps built out. But what I was doing differently was saying, what's the most basic concept that I'm trying to accomplish for the client that I can show them visually. And once I built that out and actually presented it to them and walked them through that journey, then all of a sudden they were understanding it. So at that point, I knew that I was onto something that was able to really shift their thought into seeing, like literally seeing how all those pieces hook together and why each part's important. So that's really where all that stemmed from.
I think that's great. And again, everyone learns differently. Some people are real visual, some people are auditory. And again, we've always tried inside of ClickFunnels, trying to keep funnels as simple as possible. I know some of these things we look at become these massive maps that literally could fill up walls upon walls upon walls. And you're like, you know what, you can't test that and you can't tweak that. It's too far. It's too big.
Right.
And so we really try to keep funnels as small as possible. But at the same time, I understand the visual aspect and that helps for sure. So I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Yep, absolutely. And that's kind of the big thing that I felt like what I was even doing selfishly, like you said, I would break down, I would get into all these little nitpick things. I'm real, I have like a creative side and a technical side, but I would geek out on the technical stuff and I would really want to brag on all that, like how the automation was going to be this perfect symphony of things that were going to happen and they didn't even have to worry about it, you know, but ultimately most of the time clients care about one thing and that's making money and, you know, getting more customers. So all of that extra talk was really becoming more of a distraction. And so having something like this visual, this detailed visual flowchart is really what helped me to, for one, narrow my focus down into what's important for them and also help them to just stay, like, they don't have to necessarily worry about, well, what's the perfect Facebook campaign and the target audience or what, how do we hit people up on a cold email sequence? Like, that's all at this stage. Well, the stage that I'm talking about, all of that's way too complex. That's way too complicated. So we're just trying to show them, this is where we're going to find people. This is where your traffic's going to come from. Once they get there, this is where we're going to build down into that, building up the relationship and getting them to take action. And then depending on how they behave, we're going to respond accordingly. And so, you know, at the end of every funnel, you're hoping to find dollar signs. And so as we're walking through these steps, it's starting to show them that what they were initially asking for wasn't going to get the job done. And I've turned away work before because they would be focused on, they just want this one thing. And I say, that one thing isn't going to make you money. And I can't in good faith take your money, because I've been in those situations in the past. Like, you know, 10 years ago, a website by itself would have been sufficient and people would charge insane amounts of money because, you know, like a website was this mysterious thing. How do you program this stuff and what's it all about? And so all of that, the barrier of entry has been pretty much eliminated. So really for me, the as far as an agency standing goes, the conversation has to turn more into not just the execution, but crafting that strategy and helping the client see that you care more about, you know, what their business goals are and not just delivering a product. Because if all they want is a beautiful website, there's so many builders and templates out there. As an agency person, I can't necessarily make a living off of something that you can get for so much, you know, less than what I would be having to charge to pull that off, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, Jake, as a funnel builder, or a person who's running an agency, I think, again, if all they want is a website, you need to walk away from that kind of stuff because they're going to be unhappy. You're going to be unhappy. You're never going to be able to satisfy them. They don't want to spend as much. So when you're looking at actually selling a funnel, give me a range as far as when you're selling funnels as an agency owner, what kind of price range, how do you price a funnel? How do you look at selling a funnel?
Yeah, so what I do, and again, you know, I've transitioned from the website world into this whole thing. I'm not an expert by any means, but what works for me as far as bridging that gap is I almost would prefer to build the ecosystem. I build the system for the client instead of them having to worry about all the different parts and pieces and zaps. And if this breaks down, how do you find customer support on a Saturday? Like, if all they really care about is making money, then if I can get them to hire me as the person that creates the system and keeps it running, then that's really my end goal. So my current focus is really done for you systems. And that would range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 would get you, I would say it would cover most scenarios. Now, of course, there are situations where people are trying to go so much farther into like these elaborate product launches, or their funnel starts, like you said, it starts growing so massive that you have to expand that concept. But I would say for almost 80% of the businesses out there today that as an agency you might have a conversation with, if you price in that $5,000 to $10,000 range, for one, they're not going to freak out about it. For two, you're showing them a path to profitability, and the ROI can actually come from that. Whereas in years past, it could be $10,000, $20,000 for a website with no guarantee it's going to make a dollar, you know? And so you can build, I'd say you could rapidly build one of these systems in that price range, and you can make the client happy and you could give them a level of service that they're going to be pleased with, because for one, it's so much above and beyond what they were either expecting or are used to in the past, where they, you know, every 5 years they find the new web guy because they'd lost the other guy, you know, or something. They haven't updated the blog that they wanted to launch. If you look back, it says in 2007, welcome to our new blog. You know, like that's still the most recent post on there because they were going to do it. So like giving it the attention that it deserves, you build the machine and then you take care of it. And as long as that thing's running, then the client stays happy. It's, you know, it's making them money. And it really almost redefines what most businesses are even considering when it comes to what their online presence consists of.
I love that. So when you're selling a funnel, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it might be, do you also have a retainer on the back end of that as well?
Yes, I do a continuity. And I would say too, one thing that in very specific cases, you have to be careful on the continuity or the recurring model is well, the way I explain it, it's like a water bill. So if I build you something and you want water from it, like if you want money from it, then you're going to have to pay to keep the bill, you know, to keep the lights on or keep the water flowing. But along with that, you know, most, again, going back to the website example, once the site's built, usually there's like a handshake and a good luck involved with it. But in this situation, you know, I stay much more involved in that relationship with a client because we're looking like their goals become my goals. Like I'm obsessing about hitting those numbers for them. And they've not necessarily had that level of relationship before. So that monthly retainer or monthly fee really just ensures that I'm constantly testing, paying attention to things. We're looking at all their metrics and seeing if something drops, we have to have a plan. We can execute it in the next week, the next month. What do we need to do to keep moving forward and pushing towards those numbers? And I think a lot of businesses that don't necessarily, maybe they're at a point where, you know, they don't have an in-house marketing team or something like that. You know, there's so many smaller businesses that could use the expertise of a marketing agency, but they don't have that big budget, you know, price to bring in. And so in this model, you're really able to help those guys out by taking care of the complexities of it and being that champion for them and coming in with all the creative and stuff for them, but it not being this full blown, marketing like agency type, you know, on the larger scale where you're getting into more complicated stuff. So in that sense, I think it's a really good sweet spot. Now there's also the aspect of paid traffic. So there are agencies out there that only focus on, say, Facebook ads, like their whole model, that's all they pay attention to. So in that sense, there could be like a funnel inside of that Facebook management from Facebook to a lead or something like that, you know, or an e-com purchase or what have you. But I would always say, and just be wary of certain businesses, make sure you understand what their existing traffic base is before you discount paid traffic. So that's sort of almost a subset, an animal in and of itself, that you want to make sure, if they don't have a lot of traffic, you want to make sure that they are aware that paid traffic is going to pretty much be required to really get moving fast. Because that's the whole thing. We're all about quick action. And sometimes you can put money into something like paid traffic and get those quick actions that you need to help get the ROI back quicker.
Yeah.
And so really, I don't do many projects unless I just have a massive following or, you know, like a huge Instagram account following or something like that. And I say, here's the strategy. Talk to your tribe and this is going to move. But if they're trying to establish themselves, maybe build something, then we always have to consider the paid traffic as well.
No, I'm a huge believer in the fact if you can't pay for traffic, you don't have a business. So
yeah,
totally
absolutely.
Agree. So on a continuity basis, how much do you typically charge for continuity?
Continuity to me can range on the low end about $1,500, and then it kind of goes up from there, just depending on, you know, especially if they get into the paid traffic.
Sure.
Once you get into ad spend and all that, it can get crazy. If you're doing webinars, like a live webinar funnel, if you're having to constantly keep up with some, you know, certain things there, that can be a little hairy. But on the low end, if you're just talking about basic three-step lead capture, something along those lines, a basic opt-in funnel, then obviously it would be on the lower end there because you might not be refreshing creative as much. It's more a matter of tweaking the message, split testing small things like is the follow-up sequence, you know, hitting? Are people actually taking an upsell? And what can we do to tweak that versus these big big overhauls, or like on a launch sequence, having to do early bird special and you get into this and you have to do, you know, your joint venture things and bring those in. So that definitely can range in price there. I would say for most people, most of the businesses that I work with, that's a pretty comfortable spot for them to start with. And they don't really balk at it because, you know, we always are making that monthly investment back in multiples just by structuring it this way.
I love it. Well, great insights. Yeah. Well, Jake, as we get close to wrapping things up, anything else you want to say? Any other tips?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, you know, the biggest thing that I've learned, and I think I mentioned this to you beforehand, having ClickFunnels for me, you know, all this content opened as a traditional agency, it really broadened my horizons into the importance of marketing funnels. Now, I would say along those lines that this whole concept of marketing funnels is just now getting into the mainstream where the quote unquote everyday business is starting to pay attention to or be somewhat aware of it. So it's not just like, of course, these have been around for years now, but it's just now really hitting the masses. And so the movement that ClickFunnels has going on and the way that we're able to really bring that to all, you know, all kinds of businesses of any size is hugely important. And really all I'm trying to do is help other people. Like if you're selling funnels to other clients, to businesses, if you have an agency, really think about the message that you have and understand how what their level of awareness is may not be where they need to be, but know that you can bridge that gap and show them that path to profitability. They may just not be there yet, but it's don't discount them just because they don't understand right now. And that's one thing that I had fallen into at first. If they don't get it now, they never will. But really, it's a disservice. You know, like if you know you can help their business and you are supremely confident about it, you have to find a way to communicate that. And that's really what I've been so passionate about and what I've been trying to create for myself and then also help other businesses to grow by really changing that whole conversation around marketing funnels.
I love it. Well, Jake, thanks so much for your time. And look forward to talk to you real soon. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
See ya. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.